You all have to excuse me because I do not have a voice. So this is my good friend Dom. I've known him for how long now?
A little bit.
We have a mutual friend that brought us closer together. And we go to church on Sunday nights together at a counter in Greene County. And this man's come a long way from where he started, and he's going to give you all his testimony.
I love you, too. Much y'all know, I was kind of nervous coming in here, but I'm telling you right now, the Spirit's in here. Man.
There you go.
Yeah. And like I'm just telling you right now, God hit me by his cross, behind his cross. He said, Dom, I got you. I got you the whole way. And I thank him so much. There we go. Well, it's been an honor. I'm glad I've been invited here to speak in front of you. I've never did this before. I've sang in front of people, but I've never did this before. And it's an honor. God's good. So let me start off where I was young, I got saved. So, you know, when you're in a young age, you get saved. I got saved at 10 years old at Youth Fest. And sometimes you think when you're a little kid that you have your friends with you. So you're like, oh, crap, he's going to the altar, so I'm going to go to the altar. It's kind of that thing. So it was like, well, it was just kind of like, oh, it was kind of like a game. It's kind of like, dang, if you raise his hand, I'm going to raise my hand. So it was kind of like I didn't really have faith. I just wanted to go up there and do it. So I got saved by my cousin Demarcus Compton and her friend Jasmine. And so on. I go, and I'm like, hey, I'm getting saved. Okay, it's no big deal. I don't have to worry about it. I just did it. So growing up, I wasn't wealthy at all. I lived tough. It was bad. Like, I mean, I was moving constantly all the time. Mom switching jobs back and forth. Never knew where I was going to sleep every night. It could have been somewhere at somebody's house, my grandma's house, a different house next day. I never knew. So not really having a mom growing up, it was kind of tough because I had to do it myself. And, I mean, it was tough. I did it since I was, 10 years old to about 18, 19. Then I started getting older, started maturing more. But living by myself, and besides my grandma, she's not really my grandma. I got two half-brothers, and I got three half-sisters in Tennessee, which I just found out about 2 years ago. And so their grandma, she's been there since I was 9 months. And her son, Shane, my brother's dad, has been there since I was 9 months. And I thank the Lord for them, because if I didn't have them, you don't ever tell them where I'd be at. All right. So I move on to high school. Skip over to the high school stage. I got involved with the outside world. Y'all know how it is when you get in high school. You want to follow. You don't want to be a leader. You want to follow the people that's going and doing all this other stuff. So I go and I'm partying. Like I'm talking about, I followed everybody. I was partying, doing all this nonsense. I'm gonna tell you, I was bad. I would come to church. Like not sober at all. I'm talking about, I would be kind of down. So it was bad. And so this is the thing. My buddy Cade, he's not here. He's on vacation. He's like my right hand man. That man lives for the Lord. He's a rock. I'm telling you, he's a rock. He's not here, but he's texted me today. He texted me a text message. We text back and forth, send verses and stuff. And he told me, he said, this is why we go by faith in God and not turn to worldly things. The things we see here are temporary, but God is eternal. Right. And me in high school, I was going for the temporary things. God is eternal. I'm telling you, he can do anything. And it says in the Bible, I read it, it says, all things near are coming to an end. Will come to an end. And think about it. God's going to exalt over all of this. Ain't he? He's going to wipe everything away. He's the only God that can do it. I'm telling you. And a lot of people nowadays is like, I worried about money. In high school, I was worried about, man, what kind of money? It's like this. Let me tell you, I read about it in the Bible. You can't serve two gods, money and God. And you can't. You got to go either one. And that time, I was picking money and partying, doing all this. So I was involved with sports. I played basketball. I worked hard at it, very hard. So I get there. I had a full ride to play basketball at Union College out of Barbersville, Kentucky. I thought everything was easy. I was like, yeah, I don't have to worry about nothing. I didn't think about it right now. I'm still not faithful with the Lord. I'm over here doing my own thing, worrying about the outside world. You can mess up when you start messing with the outside world. You don't put him. I put everything else, my priorities. You're supposed to put God as your first priority. So I'm going, I'm doing all this other stuff, and I thought everything's easy, so I'm not worried about nothing. I'm just like, so like any other college student, they worry about partying 100% of the time. Am I wrong? I mean, really, they worry about partying. That's all it is. College is about partying. That's it. And people start dropping out and start losing their mind, and they get behind on classes and whatnot. So I start to miss basketball meetings. Yeah. And I was redshirting varsity. I'm not going to lie to you. I redshirted varsity. They wanted me to sit out a year because I was kind of younger. Everybody else was older. So I was redshirting varsity. So I would take naps. You know how it is. You want to take naps, you get tired. I started missing meetings. Started failing classes. So I'm thinking to myself, I can't do this anymore. So I'm like, well, what am I going to do? And thinking about this, what I should have did was calling the Lord, and he solves all our problems. But I did not do that. I was hard-headed. I was a hard-headed person. I kind of still am today. That's one of my weaknesses I pray about every day. Very hard-headed. But that's the thing. I thought there was nothing I can do anymore. So this is exciting. See, I'm like, dang, I don't know what to do. So I drop out. Yeah. So I drop out. So I'm trying to transfer schools in the middle of semesters. You can't do that. So I'm like, well, I think I can do it. So I was hard-headed, not listening to everybody. I thought I can do my own way and not do God's way. So, like, I'm over here doing my thing. I'm talking about that temporary. You're worried about the outside world. I was worried about the outside world too much. So I go, and I start transferring schools. I wanted to go to Council University, play basketball. The coach said you can't come unless you stay a whole semester. You have a 2.0 GPA. Well, heck, I didn't even finish a whole semester. I stayed for 2 months. So I didn't know where I was going, so I was going downhill. So I get to that point, and so like I'm at college, and then my buddy Cade, he found the Lord. His girlfriend and their family got him to church. I'm telling you, he was far. He was just like me. And I was like, dang, dude, I want what he wants. And I was realizing, I'm like, wow, like I'm like, he's living through Christ. I want to do what he's doing. Like his life's so good. Like don't get me wrong, Christians, we're not perfect. Just like y'all said, we're not perfect at all. There's no way we can be perfect as he is. I'm just saying. But like he was living pretty good, put God as his first priority. So I wanted that feeling, and I knew I was missing something really bad. And that was God, for sure. So I ended up going to church with Cade and his family, the parent family. They're not here, they're on vacation. But I want to start going to church with them. And so like, and then I start like, all right, cool, this is starting to get that little spirit in me a little bit. So I'm like, all right, well, heck, I'm going to get baptized. So I got baptized, got a member. So think about this. I become a member of GBC, Greensburg Baptist Church in Greensburg, Kentucky. So I was like, dang, that's good. I don't have to worry about anything. So the thing I thought about was that I can get baptized, and I thought that was good. And that's why I struggle about. And so, and here in a second, you're going to see this little pattern I got going, what I had. So I run away from everything. I get mad. Me and my buddies, we bought a house over by the country club in Greensburg. Me and my buddy Nate, he's going down a bad road, too. He moved back. I wanted to move out. He moved out on us. So I was like, well, heck, I don't want to live here because I don't want to get everybody fussing at me because we're supposed to split rent. Like, what are we supposed to do? So I'm over here mad. I'm praying, trying to put faith in it. And I really did not have God in my heart because I thought baptized gets you saved. That's what I thought. I ain't going to lie to you. That's what I thought. And so, like, I'm over here praying. Nothing's happening. So I'm like, all right, well, I'm just going to run away. Get away from everything. Lost faith in God. Moved to Richmond, Kentucky. Y'all know where that's at? EKU. It's up there. College. Very sinful city, I'm going to tell you. There's nothing good about the up there. So I'm just going to tell you, there's nothing good about nothing up there. So I go up there, and I'm living it out for about a couple months. And so I'm living it out, I'm partying, doing all this, and doing all this other nonsense. And so I come back home. We have a youth fest every year in Greensburg. It's a very big event. It's a three-day thing for a weekend. And I'm telling you right now, one of the greatest things that ever happened was God was moving in a mighty way. I'm talking about, for some reason, I repent, and then I started getting God in my life, and then it started felt really good, and I was like, dang, dude, this is going to be awesome. So I was like, well, this is a great feeling. So God's moving my way. I'm praying. And then some of my friends, I didn't think would ever come to that altar was coming. I'm talking about, this is 2017. And he was like, and I'm like talking to him. He's like, yeah, so your friend's coming. He's coming. I'm going to look over. I'm like, wow, he's that powerful. He can do anything that you ask. And so Youth Fest, I get to that. And so I came to the point where I was surrounding myself with bad company while time being a Christian. You know, that don't work. I'm telling you right now, you can have 100-pound armor on you. I'm talking about devil will sneak up in there somehow, some way. He'll tempt you to do anything. So he surrounded me with bad people with my walk through Christ. I was really strong. I was on fire all the time. I'm talking about fire. Like Christian music comes on, I'm moving. But I start surrounding myself. I thought I can do both things. You know, that's the double life, living a double life, having that mask on, that fake mask. And you can't do that. And so this is a verse I read out of 1 Corinthians 15, 33-34. Do not be misled. Bad company corrupts good character. Come back to your senses as you ought and stop sinning, for there is some who are ignorant of God and say this to your shame. And so what I say, I mean, they corrupted my good character. My character was gone. And then people started realizing, like, dang, dude, he's living that double life. And they started, I was trying to hide it, but I couldn't. There's no way you can hide that. Somebody's going to find out. He knows. And so I couldn't stop sinning. And I just felt bad. I just felt that conviction in my heart. I was like, dang, I'm not even a Christian anymore. I'm over here doing this, partying and going to church, You can't do that. So, and like I even wrote down here, I have a pattern going. Then I go downhill again. I go back to Richmond, Kentucky. Yeah. Going to party, everything. I was mad at the world, still praying and asking God to do something in my life. And I'm over here still trying to party and do all this. And God's not going to do nothing for you unless you put effort into it. And you're over here doing this stuff, sinning. He's not going to go like, hey, I'm going to help you out. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's not going to do that. And so I realized I had to make the first step for sure. First step to come on here, all right, Lord. I think I should, like, because the whole time I was up there, I knew deep down I needed to come back. But something, the devil was like, no, you can stay, you can party, do all this, you got this. And I can feel it, and I cried. Very sensitive person. I'm telling you, I will cry. Very. I'm not going to kid to you. I'm hard-headed, but I'll cry in front of you. But the thing is, I wouldn't make that first step at all and let him do what he had to do. But and eventually I prayed. My pastor brother Blake would text me. He's like, man, where you at? I'll come pick you up. I'm over here texting everybody. I'm like, man, I don't know what to do. I would call my friend Corey. He's not here today, but he's at work. But I would call him every night. I'm like, dude, I don't know what to do. He's telling me to come home. It's the best thing for me. I know that, but I'm so hard. I was hard-headed, letting the devil stick me back in and say, no, you're good. You stay here. I'm talking about I didn't have a job up there. I was just living off whatever was thrown at me the whole time. So, come back home again to Greensburg. Start getting the flow again with the people I'm not supposed to be around. Start sinning again. So I'm like, crap, dude. Like, I mean, this is all right. It's fun, and it don't last. You cannot just keep sinning and doing all this. It don't last. Trust me. It's not. Because you're going to regret it at the end. And so while I'm doing all this nonsense and really messing up, I'm missing something, a very big picture. You know, the God Almighty. I'm telling you, I was really missing him. I don't know what it was. I know I was missing him in my heart. So Youth Fest 2018 comes around. This year, it's the Youth Fest. It's a three-day weekend event, like I said, and which I've been asked to lead a choir. I like doing that stuff. I like to lead a choir and stuff like that. I like to get into it. So I got asked to do that. So after the second night, I'm over here. I repented again. I repented and did all this and stuff like that. After the second night, a buddy that's in the choir, he plays the bass for the band, for the when we were singing, he asked me, you want to go to the party? And so I'm like, all right. let's do it. And deep down, I'm like, dude, I don't think we should do this. I'm going to mention no names, but I'm just saying, I don't think we should do this. I was just like, dang, I don't think I should do this. But I'm like, all right, well, I'm going to do it anyways. So, after we get praising the Lord and stuff like that, I was like, my heart knowing I shouldn't do it. After praising the Lord beforehand, it was miserable. I'm talking about when I went up there, it was miserable. The whole time I went up in that party, I was just singing all these bad words, cuss words, and it just felt miserable. So, the third night comes along. This gets interesting. I'm going to tell you right now, this is where it changed my life right here. All right, third night comes along. Everybody knows what I did that night. Kay's girlfriend, Gracie, she's crying, and I'm asking, like, why she's crying? Like, why are you crying? And she wouldn't talk to me. And later on, I figure out why she was crying. But anyways, the third night, so I'm walking around. I mean, I kind of feel guilty. I'm like, dang, dude, I just did that. Do I have to repent again? I'm walking around, and Leah Hayes, she's like my big sister. She goes to Encounter with her. She sings. Paige Cook, her husband's a preacher, and Debbie, I call her my guardian angel, and you'll see why. This is how God changed my life completely. So, all right, I'm just going to say, I'm walking in the gym. We're having a gym in there, like where we had it at. We're walking in. I'm walking like this. Them three right there, like kind of walking towards me, and I'm just like, all right, cool. So, y'all know what y'all trying to do? Y'all trying to, like trap me somewhere? So, we're walking down. I'm walking down here. Like, we're walking down here. There's doors outside over here. And so, I'm walking. I'm like, dude, what the heck they doing? Like, I'm over here walking like this. And I'm like, and finally, I get outside in the corner. I'm like, all right, what are y'all doing? Like, I'm really lost. So, I'm like, they're like, well, you're holding something back. And I did lead the choir. They're like, you're holding something back. So, I'm like, really? She's like, yes. Then she started saying some words, and I knew it was God speaking to her. She's a powerful woman, prayer warrior at her best. I'm telling you, she's a rock, too. I'm strong. And so, like, this woman, Debbie, I call her Myrtle. That's her nickname, her Myrtle. Got her oil out. She said, you're holding something back. And she anointed me head to toe. I'm talking about when that woman anointed me head to toe, I've never felt so changed in my life that I did not want to go back to that at all. Yeah. It gets me chills because I was like, wow, God works in mysterious ways. Because, like, and the thing is, let me skip real quick, like, to, like, well, Gracie, Kay's girlfriend, she was crying. She was crying because she knew that I went to that party. And so she was praying, and I was like, why aren't you talking to me? Because she knew I went to that party. She was disappointed because I was being fake. Like, well, I was doing a double life, trying to do the same thing again. But when that girl, Myrtle, anointed me head to toe, never felt the same. I walked out of that. She anointed, all right, this is, let me tell y'all something. She anointed my feet. She said, let fire be on your feet. So every time Christian music, anything, my feet are moving. And it's pretty good. I love how God can work in that way, and it's amazing. And I walk out, and this is when I really had a conversation with God. I'm just going to tell you, now I never did really have a conversation with him until that time. I walked out crying. God was pouring into me and filling me back up to the brim. Like it says in the Bible, it fills you up to the brim. So I'm walking out crying, coming outside, and I'm talking to him like, God, are you serious? Is this for real? He's like, I'm telling you, he's talking to me. He said, Dominique, this is about the last time. You cannot keep living this double life. You're going to have to stay and walk in Christ, be a disciple, and lead. And so I'm like, crap, dude, he's really, he ain't playing, bro. He's not playing at all. And so I'm like, well, all right. I'm over crying. And so I walk back in there. I keep crying. I'm still crying until we used to go up there and sing. And I'm talking about when we went up there and did that, I was over doing this. And, like, because the first 2 days I was just like this, like, okay, yeah, cool, like that. We did a little sway, whatever. But then the third night I went up there and I'm just like, wow. And then the song started playing. I'm crying in front of the people. I don't like crying from people, but God had a hold of me, and he was like, I'm pouring it out. No matter who's seeing you, no matter who's judging you, no matter what you're doing. So I was like, all right, cool. So I'm over here. I had glasses on, whatever. They had glasses there. I threw it down. I was over here moving and dancing, and I was like Amen. I'm glad he's done that. And so he's done so much for me. And, like, God's is really, really high for God. And I really thank him for everything he's done. Because I went down that bad road. And, buddy, I'll tell you, I went down a bad road. But he has changed me. He has gave me a new address, as I say. He's gave me a new address. And my old one is gone. And so, and then I'm so bold. I'm so strong bold. Like, I'm talking like nothing. If I see something that's tempting, I'm just like, dude, I'm so spirit-filling. I don't go with the flesh at all. I go with the spirit. And it's really tough for, I mean, youth and, I mean, adults too. The flesh gets you, the temptation, the stuff you don't want to do. It'll come get you. It'll sneak up behind you. But you got to, I've built so much up. Talking about reading the Bible every day, sending messages to the group chat. You can ask Kenzie and them. I send them every night at a Proverbs about a lot of wisdom and hang out with folly people. The wicked lead you down the wrong path. I'm talking about I read it because, I mean, Proverbs has 31, so I start from 1 to 31 in the month. Read it all and over again. I learn something new every day that I've done. So I read that, read it, and every time, I mean, see, because when I was a Christian, when I did repent, I didn't read my Bible at all. So it's kind of like, well, I ain't really getting none of that. So, like, I'm reading my Bible. I'm like, dude, I'm getting so much out of this. I'm accountable to them. If they need me, they call me. I tell them. Like, God knows what, tells me what to say. And like, back then, I would not know what to say. And it's a really blessing that he's gave me that. That's the end of it, but I want to end on one of my favorite verses that I go by. It's 1 Peter 3:13-17. And who will harm you if you become followers of what is good? But even if you should suffer for righteousness' sake, you are blessed. Do not be afraid of their threats, nor be troubled, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts. And always be ready to give defense to everyone who asks you a reason for a hope that is in you, the meekness and fear. Then you skip down to 17, for it is better if it is the will of God to suffer for good than to doing evil. Amen, right. And so, like, anybody that comes up to me is like, dang, Dom, I can't believe you're talking like this. I'm talking, I already had it right off the bat. Just like the other day. I mean, I had a couple friends, they're like, dang, like, you don't ever chill with us anymore. I'm just like, I'm just not doing what you're doing. I'm doing what God wants me to do, walking with him. So it's so much spirit in me, and I'm thankful, and I have something to go right back at us. Like, I have a defense. And like my brother, half-brother says, like, I can't believe you're saying this. Well, I'm going to tell you straight up, God's got a hold of me, and he's going to have a hold of me for the rest of my life, and then I know where I'll spend eternity. Amen. Right. So that's kind of it, but... It's been good, and I'm really honored. God is a very good God, and then it was good to share my testimony in front of y'all. It's the first time I've did it. God, I know that. And I was really nervous, but like I said, he hit me behind that cross and let God, he took over my mouth. He really did, didn't he? Come on now. All right. Yeah, thank you. Whew.
Now we're going to do some music for you.
Yeah.